There's a battle in the Senate over a Republican judicial nominee the Democrats are filibustering. Outside the Capitol, there's another battle. This one involves the legacy of a master of the filibuster and his name on a Senate office building. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This Democratic filibuster has the Senate stymied, but it's nothing compared to those masterminded by Richard B. Russell of Georgia in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Russell knew the Senate rules better than anyone else. Admirers said he maneuvered the Senate's Southern Caucus every bit as skillfully as Robert E. Lee deployed his outnumbered troops. Like Lee, Russell was a patrician fighting for the Old South. Here's his assessment of one landmark law, the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Perversion of the American way of life and a great blow at the right of dominion over private property that has been the genesis of our greatness.
A point of view that even in 1964 was on the wrong side of history. Yet in 1972, the year after he died, senators voted to put Russell's name on the most historic of the Senate office buildings, Kitty Corner from the Capitol. Now a group called Change the Name wants that name to come down. Of all of Russell's rearguard actions, they say the worst were those that killed anti-lynching bills. Activist Dick Gregory is a leader of the group.
I grew up in St. Louis, and I never saw anybody lynch. But you always felt it could happen to you. Because you heard all the stories about how they would lynch you, castrate you. And the fact that there was no law to protect you.
Obviously, the Senate had other issues in mind when it put Russell's name on the building. Historian Gilbert Feit wrote Russell's biography.
There's no question in my mind, and in the mind of senators of his day, that he was one of the greatest senators of that period. And all you have to do to find that out is to look at what senators said about him in the 50s and the early 60s.
Things like "the closest thing I've seen to an honest politician" and "the greatest living expert on military policy." Russell wrote the School Lunch Act and typically let another senator take the credit. And here in what's now the Russell Building, Richard Russell defused a potential constitutional crisis. Donald Ritchie, a Senate historian, leads the way into the ornate caucus room.
Now, this is where the committee would sit. This table would be pulled forward, and then the witnesses would be sitting here facing the center.
Witnesses in the Watergate hearings, the Army-McCarthy hearings. And here sat General Douglas MacArthur, helpless, in 1951, as Richard Russell quietly wrecked the general's political ambitions. What's now a footnote to history was then, in some minds, a threat to the stability of government. MacArthur, the U.S. commander in the Korean War, openly challenged President Harry Truman's war policy. Truman fired him. MacArthur returned home for speeches and triumphant parades. But it was Russell who chose MacArthur's political battleground, closed-door hearings, with no reporters, cameras, or microphones in the room. The committee cranked out transcripts, but they drained the confrontation of its drama. Robert Mann is the author of The Walls of Jericho, covering Russell's Senate career.
I've had more than one colleague of his at the time compare it to letting the hot air out of a balloon very slowly. Russell's very sure leadership at that time diffused the situation and really resulted in a situation where MacArthur was largely discredited.
Before the office building was named for Russell, it was just called the Old Senate Office Building, or in straight-faced Senate jargon, the Old SOB. So far, not a single senator has endorsed the name change. Such legislation would have to pass through the Rules Committee, where the new chairman has his own civil rights controversy. It's Trent Lott. Dick Gregory says he thinks Lott would support the change.
I think he would do the right thing. I really do.
Lott's office didn't respond to requests for comment. And in the rotunda of the Russell Building, Richard B. Russell of Georgia stands in stone. He's bald and hawk-nosed, and mostly ignored by passers-by. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.